Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What up, guys? Welcome to another episode of DL Gaming. Bobby Digital,
Ender's Logic,
Flopsy, back at ya. First up, we had a contest last week. Millie, want to go into it?
Yeah, it's just our review giveaway contest, $20 a week for 4 weeks straight. I think we're on a third week, but one of ours we didn't give away. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're just going to keep doing it.
Yep.
$20 a week, write us a review on iTunes, and you're entered forever for every contest we ever do, and we do quite a few of these. This is our number one contest that we do. Dick Nick, my nephew, won. Actually, he's our first reviewer at number one came up, so congratulations to him. And just goes to show you, being a dick pays off, I guess. It's always the bad ones.
So, PAX Prime was this weekend.
Still going on right now.
Yep, yeah. Still going on. We will not be talking about it this episode. We will be talking about it next week, though. We got some people. We got David is winning. Is actually at PAX Prime, so he's going to give us a little interview, tell us what he saw and what he thought of it. We'll also talk about what we like and what we see on the interwebs. So
Yep, sounds good. There's a lot of cool stuff already. It was PAX Prime years ago where I first saw Darkest Dungeon and just watched that all the way throughout its, and all the way to the point where we interviewed the creator. It was just awesome. So hopefully there's a little project that, you know, I can watch grow from there. The other thing too, if you've seen Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time, I actually got an early copy coming in. So I'm going to check that out and definitely play it next week. But just throwing it out there.
Cool. Should we get into the highlights and lowlights?
Sure.
Do you want to?
You know, before we do that, we should probably mention if things sound a little different, it's because we're at my place this weekend.
Yeah.
We're pretty much in a solid box, so the sound doesn't really stick too well in here. So it might sound a little bit different.
Less motorcycles, maybe more sirens.
We might hear an ambulance or something.
And there's no sneaking farts in here. I mean, they bounce off three walls.
Yeah, you hear everything in this place.
Yeah. So just want to get into the Sunnyvale incident real quick.
Okay.
So
the Sunnyvale incident?
Yeah. Okay. So I always make fun of Chad because he's from Sunnyvale, the land where nothing ever goes wrong, right? Mm-hmm. It just sounds great. And it is great. It's just full of white, happy people.
Yeah.
Happy white people, I should say. And good food stuff. So anyway, funny thing, Dick Nick was sitting right next to me. He's like, hey, guess what I did? He said something to you on Skype. Do you know what he said? He said, like, fuck you, and then he just logged on off or something. He's like, I just logged off. He's like, you think he thought it was funny? I was like, no, he expects that from you. But anyway, so land of all these happy white people, we go to...
This does relate to gaming in some way, right?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
So we go there, and there's this thing, early bird special. So we get there, and it has all these rules about it. You can't have so many people. You can't split the bill. You can't do... But it's a good deal. So we break every single one of those rules, right? All my big, whole 14 Mexican family, we all go in there. And whatever, we break all the rules. We split the bill, all this stuff. Two of my sisters start fighting over the bill. I won't get into the logistics of it, but holy shit. Like, to the point where the rest of the family got out, couldn't take it, stood up and walked out of the restaurant while they're yelling at each other, like yelling, dude, like about to fight. So it was so awkward. And I was just thinking that, like, they probably is going to make the news in a place called Sunnyvale. Like it's going to say Mexican gang fight at the local restaurant. It was so embarrassing. I don't get embarrassed by much, dude.
If you get embarrassed, it's got to be bad.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Man. All right, let's talk about games. I'm totally excited to talk about this game. I picked up Evo Land 2 That's EVO Land 2.
Why'd you pick it up?
It had very positive reviews, and it was the right price. It was $20. It just came out. I wanted to review something new. We sometimes tend to review older games because they're the ones on sale and shit.
Yeah, everything on my list is older shit.
Yeah, so I'm trying to like review some new stuff. So EVO Land 2, and plus it just kind of looked cool. Here's the premise with it. It's an RPG at its heart, but you play all these other different games here. But the cool kind of thing about this game is it's a time traveling game, but when you travel in time, your graphics change. So you start the game and you're like kind of in a 16-bit or 64-bit kind of style game, top down, very RPG-esque. And you play some more, and then you eventually go back in time. And when you go back in time 50 years, you go back to 8-bit world. So like everything's like 8-bit, and they like poke fun at it a little bit. They're like, why are we so flat? And like, what? Yeah.
And no, then, well, the whole game just pokes fun at RPGs the entire time.
Yeah.
It's very campy. Doesn't take itself seriously at all.
Yeah.
It breaks the fourth wall constantly.
But it's not campy as in like super...
It's not cheesy.
It's not like cheesy. It just... pokes fun at the genre.
Right.
And then, like, when you go forward in time, you end up in this kind of 3D, you know, modern graphics kind of stuff. But somebody had to design the structure for all these ones. So it's an RPG at its core, but then you have to fight a boss in a Street Fighter version mode. And then there's a mode where you're doing a top-down shooter. And then there's a mode where you're doing a side scroll. You switch to side scrolling and you do side scrolling stuff. A big part of the game is this card game that you have to collect these cards. It's kind of like a fun side, like kind of mission that you can do. Collect up to 61 cards, which was a blast to play. Like everything was done really well. Oh, they had like a music and rhythm one similar to Guitar Hero. One of the bosses was like that. They have a style where it's a turn-based strategy where you have your like characters and you have to move them around and attack and stuff. So it does all these things, but all of them are done well.
That's like, a lot of work, man.
That's why I'm really impressed with this game. I put in 15 hours.
Wow.
It was a $20 game, 15 hours. I got 72% when I completed it, 72% completion. I'm going to probably start a new game up because I want to kind of try to get to the 100%. And this card game element was really fun, and I only got up to like 22 cards or something out of the 61. Uh-huh. So it was just really well done. The story was complex, but it gradually worked into the complexity. Like, it didn't just throw all these things at you. You started off with a very like cheesy demons versus humans 50-year anniversary.
That's where I'm at. I only played it for 5 minutes.
Yeah, it starts off with this kind of like cheesy RPG, very standard story, and then it just starts going weirder and weirder, time traveling, all sorts of stuff going on.
I knew they kind of gave away the whole graphics thing. I don't know if it's a secret. Maybe it's in
the description. No, they have it in the trailer. The trailer, you watch different genres and different graphic styles. Like I remember watching it and being a little confused, but they explain it.
Yeah.
When I was playing, you know, I'm playing this thing, and I didn't know anything about any of this. So there's a point where like you're running around at this 8-bit level and some particle physics go off and it's for like a spell or something. I'm like, why would they have such good graphics for particle physics?
Yeah.
And then all this block, I was like, oh, I bet this goes through a bunch of graphical settings. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I think it's, I don't know how much I'm going to play it. It's a JRPG at the beginning.
It's not it's an RPG. But it's not like where you're going to have to like collect all these different things.
Yeah.
It's basically, it's got a set of armor and then you get to the next place and you just replace your set with another set. You're not picking up items from enemies and stuff like that. So
That's cool. It
is light on the RPG elements, which I liked because it got into the story and all the different kind of game modes and stuff like that. Just kept it fresh. And the polish on this game was really good. Right now, I was thinking to myself as I was playing, right now it's my game of the year right now.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm telling you guys, It's on my list. You guys got to play a couple hours in this. Get past the beginning part where it starts to get more and more interesting.
Cool, man. And I'm glad you liked it so much.
Yeah.
And did you beat in one sitting or two, three?
A bunch of sittings, but it ended up being like 15 hours, I think.
Because usually I'll see you playing something, but I didn't see you play this.
Yeah.
And we'll have to reset. We'll have to set up that family sharing again because I recently upgraded to Windows 10 Segway and did that the other day.
Segway.
Fucking love it, man. I haven't been this excited about an operating system in quite some time. And we talked about a lot of stuff, and that's different about it, and a few things that are going to be coming down the road, like DX12, that we haven't even seen yet. But there are a few things in this, in Windows 10, that I did not know about, and were kind of a surprise. I mean, Cortana I had heard about, but now that I've actually used it, I really do like it.
It's basically Siri for your...
It's like Siri, but you can't... It's not as versatile or as flexible as Siri. You can't say like, hey, Cortana, how tall is Jeff Goldblum? And then they just immediately answer. It's like a command prompt for...
You wouldn't believe how often I've had to ask that question.
Yeah.
My girlfriend thinks he's the hottest guy in the world.
Goldblum?
Yeah.
Yeah, she say that last night.
Yeah. Like, somebody said something like, Thor from...
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth. And we're like, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
And then she's like, The Fly. I was like, what?
that was back when Gina Davis was doing movies.
Yeah.
I love that still you see all over the internet of Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park when he's wounded and like laying down with his shirt unbuttoned and he's just striking this pose that's just like, all right, we get it.
You know that one saying, it's you were so concerned about whether you should do something or that... If you could do something that you didn't consider...
If you should.
Yeah. That's what Evan Lottie from PC Gamer said, how he feels when he's playing Rocket League and his teammates just hit the ball every single time, despite whether it's better for them, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of that in Rocket League. Cortana, I really like in Windows 10. You can say, hey, Cortana, and it just brings up the prompt, which I really like. I love shortcuts. You can also hit Windows C... I think it is. Yeah, Windows C will just bring up the prompt. And you can not only... I use it a lot for Google if I want to Google something, but I can also say like, hey, Cortana, pause, open Diablo. And it just opens Diablo 3 and I'm ready to go.
Hmm.
So that's cool. And something I found the other night, had no idea this existed. Windows 10 has built-in game recording.
Yep.
It seems like it's geared towards Xbox because I can't get it to work with Steam, and that seems to be a problem everyone's having. Couldn't get it to work with any Origin games. Did work with all the Battle.net games, all the Blizzard games, Hearthstone, Diablo, Heroes of the Storm.
But none of those require a client, right?
They do, but they don't have an overlay.
Yeah.
Which Steam and Origin does. That's what I thought, too. But you can load games in Steam without the overlay, and I'm sure if that was the case, then people would have said, oh, all you got to do is this. But it is cool that they put it in there, and I'm sure they'll improve on it. And it records at a pretty decent bit rate, and it does a pretty decent job. Picks up sound, doesn't seem to pick up the mic, but the new Xbox interface seems to be a little bit better. So I like the direction they're headed with that. Maybe they'll finally start kind of merging Xbox and PC as a platform. But, I mean, that's just really cool. There's, like, hotkeys to do it, too. It's, like, Alt Windows R to start recording. It even has a DVR function, just like Shadow Play, where you can just capture the last, like, 2 minutes. And, I had this thought when I first discovered Shadow Play. This stuff is just going to become ubiquitous. It's going to be everywhere. Everyone's going to have their own version of it. And it's just not even a difficult thing to do now, like, technically. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's awesome. And then, the aesthetics of Windows 10, I'm getting used to it. I mean, the start menu is different. Everything else is just, it looks slightly different, but really not all that much. Everything's about in the same place. And I was able to, because I recently upgraded my hard drive. I got the Intel 750, fucking $1,000 for that thing. But
nice.
It's fast. It's about...
Wait, which one?
The Intel 750, it's an SSD that connects through your PCI Express slot, so where a graphics card would go.
Hmm.
So it can use NVMe instead of AHCI. I don't need to explain that. You guys know what that is, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, totally.
So it writes fast, or what's the benefit?
It's faster, yeah. And compared to my last setup, which was two SSDs in a RAID 0, it writes at, I think, 1400 megabytes per second. And my last setup wrote at, and this is sequential read, my last setup wrote at 1000, but it can read at 1000, and my last setup can only read about 400 or 500. So the writes are like twice as fast. Hmm. The reads are about, you know, it's about a third or a half or a 50% upgrade.
How big did you get?
1.2. They only sell it in 400 gigs and 1.2 terabytes. So 1.2 terabytes. Why didn't they make an 800? I don't know why. They'll probably do that in the future. But 1.2 is good. I'm used to having a terabyte for my main install, and that surprisingly gets filled very quickly with games and whatever.
Really? You don't delete things like I do. I delete them when I get angry.
I try to.
This game, man.
I do delete a lot of stuff. I think it must be all the software. Yeah, I store all the big things on a different drive.
But then what about video and stuff that you work on? That's probably...
No, so that goes on my 5 terabyte. Huh. You know? So it's not... I don't know what all this space is being taken up with. But yeah, so I got that new hard drive. And then I installed Windows 10 on it from a USB drive. And I just was able to activate it. I didn't have to upgrade from Windows 8 to make sure the key was legit. I just installed Windows 10. It says, hey, this hasn't been activated. I just went into system management, clicked the activate button, and boom, there it was. So I was very pleased at how easy that went.
Any downside so far on Windows 10? Because I've installed Windows 10, but compared to Windows 8, it's like night and day as far as
really
the ease of use, because I fucking hated that start menu tablet looking thing.
You can get that back in Windows 10. You can do the full screen start menu.
Let's not do that.
That's meant for tablets. I do like how they have a smaller start menu, but I don't like how they limit you. They really limit how much you can customize things in Windows 10, which I don't like so much, but it's not a huge deal.
You think desktops will be gone soon?
No, they've been saying that forever. They'll never go away. There's always going to be people that buy them. The problem with the desktops is it's a saturated market. Everyone who's has a desktop, they don't need to buy another one. It's the same thing with laptops now. That's why when tablets came out, they were so big, and people, you know, they're not going to replace either one of them, but people tend to have a desktop and a laptop and a tablet. You know, they have multiple devices. So if you come out with a whole new device, and that's a whole new market, as long as people want it.
I was just thinking maybe if you had a desktop where all the hardware is in the screen, you can just grab the screen and take it with you.
Oh yeah, that's how Macs are.
Yeah, but the problem is, you want a big display. Mm-hmm. You don't want a giant tablet. Yeah. So I can see somebody would want
that. That's pretty much how a Mac is, though. It's like it's a desktop, but it's like a big screen, and they're actually really thin now, and they have really good hardware in them.
But it's not modular, and as gamers, that's what we need. We need it to be able to be upgraded.
Yeah. How crazy is it that we're still on mouse and keyboard? Such, they nailed it. Whoever came up with that, it's fucking... How many years?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
One other thing about Windows 10, I think I forgot what I was going to say about that. Yeah, it's gone.
Okay. Sorry about that. Crypt of Necro Dancer, I'm just going to bring it up. I played co-op.
Crypt of the Necro Dancer.
Yeah.
Okay.
You talked about it.
Yeah, but they're constantly working on it. It's a work in progress.
It's still early access?
Yeah, I think so. Or either that or they just work on it.
Oh, okay.
There was a big patch, whatever. There's local co-op now. Still fucking hard as shit, man. I can't beat the first level. And I don't know, it's because my girl is not that good. Actually, she did.
She was getting better.
Yeah, she was getting better, and she did a couple times. She did better than I did. It's just a really, really hard game.
Is it like other roguelikes where you can kind of grind it? If you spend enough time, you'll build up some.
When you die, you just start over, right?
No. There's you're unlocking stuff.
Oh, you are.
And that stuff does make the game easier.
Okay.
But our runs were so shitty that we weren't even unlocking that much stuff. So, or maybe I was unlocking the wrong stuff, but. If somebody's out there, like, write me up or something. Let me know, am I doing something wrong? Is it not a hard game, or is it known as a super hard game? I'd just be interested if somebody out there is actually doing well.
Don't have any rhythm.
Maybe you have to put in the real time. You know, I fuck up a lot. Some of the songs are kind of hard to do.
Side note, Rogue Legacy, I saw on Humble Bundle Store for $249.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it.
I was thinking of picking that up.
You just play it off my account.
I know, which is why I haven't done it, but it's a pretty good game.
I still need to beat that game. I think I've spent like 10 or 15 hours on it, and I'm only about three quarters of the way through it, and I just never finished it.
Yeah. There's a guy who beats it in like 23 minutes. He beats it with his first night. Just if you have the skill, if you have the jumping and the attack skills, you can beat that game.
Yeah, I'm not that good at platforming.
I think he uses, at one point though, I think he uses a glitch to kill one of the bosses, but it's like a medium boss, or one of the four, actually.
Double side note. I was on the Humble Bundle store because I was picking up Pixel Piracy. Game Explorer had listed that this week as a game that he wanted us to review. So I went and got it, and I think it's regularly $15. I got it for $5.50 on the Humble Bundle store. So
it's kind of like a stumbly segue. I'll give it to you, though.
I didn't realize I'm... Even though you talk about it every week, Bobby, I always have the opinion that whatever the price is on Steam is going to be just the price I'm going to find it anywhere.
Right.
And that's definitely not the case, because it was full price on Steam. And I one Google search and I found it for, you know.
But it will work the other way around, where if something's on sale on Steam, it'll be on sale everywhere else. That is true. But you can find sales without it being on sale.
And there's a great website. I mentioned this probably about a year ago, but it's called istthereanydeal.com, and that will tell you where's the cheapest site. Also, if you have the Enhanced Steam plugin for Google, which you definitely should have, or for Firefox, Enhanced Steam shows you what the current lowest price is and what the historical lowest price is. So how cheap has this game ever been sold for, and how cheap is it right now? Is it part of the bundle? And Humble Bundle tends to have the best bundles when it comes to quality. They have some really good ones, a lot of good games there. Some of the other sites like IndieGala, not so much.
They were the original, and they're still the best, I think, right?
What?
Yeah.
Humble Bundle.
The thing that I like about them so much, too, is that if you have an Android phone... a lot of these games will just go directly to your account on Android. So I have the Humble Bundle app on my phone, and I've got probably about 125 games on there that I can install at any time. And one of them is really good. I was playing it. I just got stuck playing it. Hitman Go. Have you seen that game?
No, no.
It's like it's a weird little puzzle game based on Hitman. It looks like you're playing on the game Life. It looks like that kind of board.
Really?
But you have to move around and like knock people out, and it's like a stealth game. Like you choose where you move, but it's a puzzle game. It's
that sounds so odd.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
So Pixel Piracy.
Yeah.
So it's based on the Terraria engine.
Okay.
I think.
I could see that. It looks a lot like it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not sure if it's the same people, because I thought maybe I'm thinking Starbound. Didn't Starbound have some sort of like fish that squawked at you or something like that?
Sure. Let's just go.
Oh, okay. So anyways, you basically play as a pirate, and it's all side-scroller, and you go and you get guys, and they level up and stuff, and you start on this little like raft, basically, and you move around the map, and you fight other guys, and when you kill the other guys, you can then take their ship, and then that becomes your ship. So it's kind of...
Are you upgrading? I mean, is it a better ship? Are you upgrading, I guess?
The ship is just a series of blocks, and you can actually buy blocks and change your ship up, and I'm sure at the high levels, that's what you're wanting to do. I've started getting to the point where they had cannons and were shooting at me, so I'm assuming at some point I get cannons also to be able to shoot at them. But you can like land on islands and stuff, and it's a lot about having your guys learn different skills and stuff like that.
Sandbox?
It's a sandbox kind of game. I'm having fun, but not that much fun.
Yeah.
I think it's a game that you, Mino, would probably like a little bit better than I would. Mm. So
didn't look very appealing, but from that's judging the book on its cover, though.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll check it out.
Like I said, I think it's $15 right now.
You can get it a lot cheaper, though.
It's
been part of a lot of bundles, but it's probably on G2A for very cheap.
So this was Game Explorer, right? Was the one that requested that. So, yeah.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
It's, I don't think I could recommend it yet. But I think if you are into this Terraria... I never really got into Terraria too much. Starbound, you guys were playing Starbound.
Yeah, we got into Starbound.
Yeah.
Of course, we were playing like Journey to the Center of the Earth with that game for a while. I mean, we just were digging and digging. We must have spent like 2.5 hours.
I love digging. I don't know what it is.
They should make that as a game. Like, that's all you do is you just dig deeper and deeper and deeper and see how far you can go. And if it's at the center, who knows?
It gets weird and creepy at the bottom, man. It's cool.
Yeah.
I just want to give a quick shout out to Game Explorer. Can you click on it, please? He helps us promote stuff every once in a while because he has a... He has a Steam group that's pretty big. So every once in a while, so just gonna give him a shout out. What's his group called?
We Are Gamers.
Oh, We Are Gamers. Yeah, they have 4,000 members. So thanks for helping us out from time to time.
Nice,
cool. Yep. Let me bring up the show notes again.
Yep. So
who played BattleBlock Theater? I want to hear about this.
Oh, that was me. I played it for just probably like 2 hours. I got bored of it really quick. Really?
Were you playing with someone or by yourself?
By myself.
Oh, okay.
That's why. It's really fun.
That game is a lot of... That game is so fucking funny. Will, who's the narrator?
We talk about it every time.
Yeah.
He's so... Dude, we were legit laughing. Because in one of the cutscenes, later in the game, too, it wasn't at the beginning, because we're at the second to the last chapter, me and Sam are laughing out loud at how funny...
It's just such a funny voice, dude. It's like Cartman from South Park. Like, that guy just cracks me up just because of his voice and the way he says stuff. Like, it's the same thing with that guy, Will. I can't remember his last name, but great shit.
Yeah, it's a co-op game, dude.
It's just like a side-scroller jumping game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting more gameplay-wise.
We'll play three players, and then... I'm just going to steal one of these controllers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I always shit on Bobby for that. But meanwhile, I'm just not buying a controller. I could easily buy one.
You know why I have so many controllers is because I've had two of the receivers go bad on me. And it's like, I don't know. At the time, it was like $30 to get a receiver or like $40 to get a receiver and a controller. So I just bought the combo pack.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, that's why I ended up with so many.
So I'm starting to break away from this Emilio likes everything thing. I'm going to shit on two games here, and I think I shat on three games last week. So
yeah.
I'm on a bad streak. This is the salty Emilio. I played Risen. Crappy graphics, shitty controls, terrible animations. I don't know why it just seems like it pops up a lot. I thought maybe I see people playing it. So
is this one worth the deformation that you can like...
No.
No, I see this on the store page a lot.
Yeah.
Were they having a sale on it this week? It was
probably. Weekend. Yeah. So I played
what
it
out. What kind of game is it though?
So it's like, it doesn't matter. It's a 3D world, whatever. I'm having a terrible time playing it. It's a 3D world RPG, right?
Okay.
Anyway. So I'm hating every second of it. And then I jump over a rock and get stuck indefinitely on this rock. My guy's like floating in the air, fucking doing the Egyptian. And I'm like, yeah, I'm done. 15 minutes in, my notes, I didn't even want to go through my notes. I erased my notes. That's how bad this game is.
So, how much was it?
I don't know what it's going for. I want to say like 15 or 20 bucks.
Wow. That'd be so much better.
And then I also played Cthulhu Saves the World, which looked really fun.
Oh, yeah, I played that.
Yeah. It's buggy on mine. I can't get it to work. I can't. It has weird controls, first of all. I had to look up the controls online. And I can't tab out.
The original Risen?
Yeah, the original Risen.
October 2009?
Yeah. I guess that's what it is then.
So, yeah, very positive. 86%.
Wow.
You can't trust those. Deep Silver, those are the guys that did
Dead Island. Doesn't it look pretty good here? Like the pictures?
Dude, screenshots are misleading, though. You cannot trust
a screenshot. Well, they're up to Risen 3.
Yeah, maybe that's why they were... can you click on that, man? Well, we're just going to look
at... They probably had a combo check.
Yeah, I played off of somebody else's account, so... it's such a bad taste in my mouth, I won't try it.
Yeah.
So, anyway...
Well, Cthulhu Saves the World, that's just one of those games that's just like a straight-up RPG Maker project, right?
Oh, I can't tab out. If I can't tab out, I can't play you. That's it. And the controls are really janky. Mm-hmm. So it looked pretty cool. It's kind of funny. I wish it worked, but it just doesn't work on my rig. I can't tab out at all. Escape doesn't work in that game. Mm-hmm. So
why do you need to tab out, just out of curiosity?
I gotta write my notes, and you know, I'm constantly
on. Weren't you the one that told me to have my phone next to me so I could talk into my phone so I don't have to tab out?
Yeah, I still do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, sometimes Control Alt Delete is like the only way you can get out of those games.
Yeah, and I just can't. Yeah, I have too much multitasking going on. Cool. Can we bring up the notes again?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I
got Hearthstone. So Hearthstone, the expansion came out, the Grand Tournament, 132 new cards, a lot of cool stuff. They have a new effect called Inspire. I think we talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, how does that work? Because I've been actually playing a lot of Hearthstone too this week.
It basically just fucks with your hero ability. Pumps it up, doubles it, bunch of... It's hero ability.
No, Inspire is on cards.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And every time... When you use your ability, your Inspire effect goes off. So
your character's ability like that.
So there's like Lowly Squire is a one cost 1/2 creature or minion that says Inspire plus one attack. So every time you do your hero power, he gets plus one attack. So if you've done it twice, he's now a 3/2 character.
Yeah, they named that thing perfect, huh?
Yeah.
Because you're their master or lord or whatever. Yeah. You do something, they're like, oh, that's cool. I feel better about myself.
Yeah, so I made a shaman totem deck. They're doing a whole bunch of things with totems now, which is doing decently in play mode. And then I also made a dragon priest deck. They added some more priest dragon cards, and so I'm having a lot of fun with that. The cards are now also in arena, so you can use them in arena also.
Did you stream the pack opening?
I didn't, and I'm glad I didn't, because I only got one legendary in 50 packs.
I think you're, it's, what is it, per 100, I think on average you get 3 or 4?
Well, so, I did not hit the average.
You should have let me do it, man. I'm pretty lucky when it comes to stuff like that.
Damn. But I have gotten another legendary from arena, so I'm now up to 2 legendaries.
Do you think the RNG goes off when you purchase the pack or when you open the pack?
Probably when you open it.
Yeah, probably when you open it.
But,
nice. I finally was able to purchase the second chapter of Naxxramas for like 700 gold or whatever their in-game currency is. But
you are way behind.
Oh, yeah. I'm super behind. But I really don't play that much Hearthstone, so... you know, I'm okay with doing it at my own pace. If I was really into it, $20 is totally worth the whole package.
I have to uninstall it. I just play too much, and I don't get around to playing all these other shitty games.
See, I can only play so much of it. Like it's like Rocket League. I can fit it in here and there when I got like 10 minutes.
Yeah. So are we good on this?
I see Diablo 3 there.
Yeah, Diablo 3. I've been playing quite a bit of Diablo 3.
Oh yeah, you were talking about that next week or last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I picked up Reaper of Souls, the expansion. Got it off of G2A for like $26. I figured it was long overdue. The real reason I started playing Diablo 3 is because I'm a sucker for cross-promotion. They had a thing on Heroes of the Storm if you level... Season 4 in Diablo 3 just started. If you level a character, a seasonal character, to 70, you get a mount in Heroes of the Storm. I was like, okay, cool. That mount's pretty sick. And I thought it'd be a good chance just to go back and take a look at Diablo 3. Because I played this when it first came out. Like, when was that? 2010 or 11?
Yeah.
And we all played that, right?
Yeah. Very little.
Okay. But I remember Amelia did. We played it together.
You paid full price and, like, only paid or played a little, like, one day.
I played up to level 12. But then I played later on my PlayStation 4 and beat the whole game.
Oh. Did you enjoy more on the PS4?
The mouse and keyboard just wasn't as fun to me.
Interesting. There is a lot of clicking.
Yeah.
Now, I can't remember history too well right now, but there was a little bit of controversy when that came out, right? Like people were...
They had the auction house thing.
Well, the auction house thing, but that was the highest selling
game of all time.
Of all time.
Up until then.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably been replaced by GTA 5 or something now. But yeah, it sold like a bazillion copies, and people were really upset because there were some connectivity problems.
Yeah, nobody could log in the first day, and you had to play online. That was the issue.
It was online.
They crashed the servers.
Always online.
Yep. So like maybe 3 days you couldn't play for, something like that.
Yeah, I remember it being a big deal. And then the auction house thing, like there was really no point of going out and getting loot. You could just buy it in the auction house.
That killed me, man. But the auction house is gone now.
They got rid of the auction house, which is really nice, actually. They fixed the loot problem, because I remember... 95% of your loot was just trash. Like, it wasn't even worth picking up. It wasn't even worth the time to loot corpses, really. And they fixed that. There's a lot less of that. There's a lot more useful items. They got rid of the auction house. I don't know. It's still the same game to me. It's still such a grindy game.
Yeah.
I did hit level 70, probably in about 15 hours or so. I don't know if I'm going to continue playing it. Reaper of Souls.
Which class did you play?
I played the new class because Reaper of Souls added a new one called the Crusader, which is basically a paladin.
How much was Reaper of Souls?
It fluctuates on G2A, but I got it for like $26 around there.
Pricey, man.
Yeah. Well, it's a Blizzard game. They're always pricey.
Right.
Yeah. But,
What was it? Sorry. What was the new class?
Crusader. And Reaper of Souls adds the Crusader class, and it also adds a fifth act. So there's more playable stuff in there. And they changed something the way they do the,
bosses?
Not the bosses, but the difficulty levels. Like if you beat the game or if you hit level 70, then you can start playing on Torment levels. Torment 1 through, I think, 5 or 6. And it gets increasingly difficult. And that game is just too easy. I put it on Master, which is the highest difficulty you can start out on, like right away. Like I started playing on Normal. I'm like, this is way too easy.
Right.
Bumped it up to Hard. Still too easy. Put it on Master. Because you get more XP and gold when you play on harder difficulties.
Probably better gear, too, I would imagine. Maybe.
Yeah, probably. Risky I'm not sure if it affects the drops.
Right.
But
I was perfectly happy to play on Normal.
Yeah. If you're into the story, then yeah, you want to do that. But I don't remember anything noteworthy about the story.
Trying to get to let's have as fast as possible. Gotcha. Yeah.
And I kind of tune out on the story anyway when it's like that fantasy stuff. But you know what's crazy is like I played so much Heroes of the Storm that I see the Diablo characters in Diablo and I go like, hey, it's that guy from Heroes of the Storm. You know, like I associate them with Heroes of the Storm.
Right.
Fucking Diablo himself looks very feminine in the game.
Not feminine?
Yeah, in Heroes, he's like a big bulky demon.
He's got big old tits and stuff or what?
No, he's very slender and he almost looks like he has breasts. Yeah, he looks very different in the game. Yeah, I don't know. I had fun with it for a little bit at first. I mean, you really just kind of grind through it.
Strangely aroused to Diablo.
Yeah. It's looking pretty good.
In this episode, Bobby gets turned on by Diablo.
Yeah. No succubuses, though. They're smoking.
Yeah.
And like, when I went down and bought this rock star that you've heard me drinking the entire show, the guy behind the counter was just like, right now I have what my coworker calls up all night gamer face because I did not get a lot of sleep last night. So this always happens like out in public. Someone will see me, especially on a weekend, they'll be like, oh, crazy night last night, huh? And like, I don't really go out and party, but I always want to fuck with them and be like, fuck yeah, dude. Power leveled that Crusader. Fucking Necron Rifts all fucking night, dude. Legendaries were dropping. Should have been there, bro. You know, it's just like, I don't know. I look like I've had this wild, crazy night, like the Hangover or something. And,
you did, man. You did all these amazing things.
I did.
You fought demons and angels and all kinds of shit, man. With no drugs.
Yeah. Let's get in the news.
So I'm going to run. We have a lot of stuff here, so I'm just going to run through it. Tryon, I forget what else they make, but they announced this game called Atlas Reactor. It looks really cool. Check out the. That's some nice ideas. So we talked about this once that turn-based strategy is maybe our favorite form of combat, but you can't really do it multiplayer. Well, they made it multiplayer, but the problem is, you know, they've done it before in like. Frozen Synapse. Yeah.
So versus not co-op?
I think it looks like 5v5. I don't know if each character is controlled by a different person or you have one team and they have one team. I don't know how it goes. But anyway, you know, you don't want to be waiting for your opponent to make their turn like chess, right? Or that's what they did want to say. So you say everything you want to do and then it all plays out at once. Like Frozen Synapse. So you make all your moves. Anyway, and it's very character-based. You know, it has a lot of, like, Overwatch-type characters. You know, they vary greatly. You got your sniper, you got your gorilla, that kind of stuff. Looks really, really cool. Just right up my alley.
Atlas Reactor, huh?
Yeah, Atlas Reactor. Hmm. Kind of a weird name. Guild Wars 2 is going completely free. If you've never played this game, I don't care if you don't like MMOs. Just go play it. It's an amazing game. It's really, really good game. Probably, I'd still probably say it's the best MMO out there right now. they plan on making, they've always been a very fair company. I really like, you know, they don't have a subscription base. You pay $50 for the game, you get a full game. Mm-hmm. There's little minor microtransaction stuff in there, but it's nothing game breaking or definitely don't throw it in your face. You actually have to look for it. So they're going to make their money the same way they made their money on the original game. They're just going to, on their expansion pack. So what they want is a lot of players to come in. They're probably going to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, buy the expansion pack.
Get them hooked. First time it's free.
Yeah, for sure. So
when is the expansion coming out?
This month, I think, or really soon. Okay. Vive is only going to have limited quantity for this first year. Vive is the VR from Steam. Mm. They also, talking about their price point, they go in the market of VR, we're going to be on the higher end. So if we're thinking Oculus is going to be about 5-6, so this I'm thinking 7-8 maybe. I don't know.
Damn.
Yeah.
I wonder if games are going to be compatible with all VR, or if there's going to be some games that are specifically geared for Vive and some that are for Oculus Rift. I would think it'd be the same.
I really hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
If we start getting, you know, this exclusively for Vive.
I mean, that's kind of what happened with 3D. Not necessarily for gaming, but the TVs. I mean, you had some that were passive, some that were active. You had all these different kinds. Like, oh, these 3D glasses don't work with this screen. It really... really makes it difficult.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you pre-order any of their hardware, you get Portal 2 and Rocket League for free.
Yeah.
Which is, well, fuck it, whatever. Yeah. Even if you have those, which you probably do, just give them away. Really good games. 1 billion people were on Facebook on Monday. That's a new landmark. Mm. That's a 7...
Concurrent, right?
Yeah. Well, when I reread it, it said... This just said on Monday.
On Monday, when they should have been working, they're on Facebook.
Yeah, right. So, that's crazy, man. Like a seventh, a little more than a seventh of the population.
I don't think there's going to ever be anything that's going to top Facebook or replace it. You know how there was like LiveJournal and there was MySpace and then there was Facebook? Like, I don't think that happens anymore.
They're too smart. They stay ahead of the system because they are the system.
Yeah.
You know? And what is that? That movie?
Social Ex Network. Machina? Oh,
you know, where he take, you know, he's basically Zuckerberg, right? The main character, or the antagonist. But it's crazy because this thing, this breathing, thinking thing, basically, maybe it will be adapted for something else. It's got, who knows what that thing's capable of? Yeah. It's huge, and it's humans in it.
And there's a lot more data mining going on. Like going back to Windows 10, a big problem people had with that is that they don't like how settings are automatically set up to allow Microsoft to collect information about you. You know, like this Cortana thing, as soon as I started playing with it, like immediately I was like, all right, how do I clear the search history here?
Yeah.
And there really isn't a way because it's all done online. I mean, they collect that, but it's all in the background. So...
Yeah, if you use Cortana, you have to use their data collection.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you can have a problem with. I'm not particularly bothered by that, but I can see some people taking issue with it. But it's just become like a normal thing these days.
Yeah, I'm over it. Listen, you're providing me with this thing that I enjoy.
Yeah.
Take my information. I don't give a fuck. Chad turned all the information gathering off.
And I purposely don't use Cortana because of that.
Yeah. I don't get it. Do you want to explain yourself?
It's more the fact
the principle.
That it's a little bit of the principle of it. It has to do with the fact that the line between privacy and public is getting blurred. And unless we actively do something to prevent that. Cause
why though? Why no secrets? Why no line?
What do you mean?
That's the world I want to be in.
Just getting into a deep philosophical
debate.
I don't know if we should.
I think if you look at everything that we do, right? So if you start off with like Facebook and then Twitter and then Instagram and Vine, it's all now Periscope. Periscope, you're basically just looking through another person's eyes. We're becoming each other. Like, who cares?
Like, because like at some point you want to have some privacy, right? Well, you're different. You walk around with your cock out 90% of the time.
This is absolutely true, guys.
Like, but for some of us, I don't want to be taking a shit and the guy's watching me take a shit.
But after he's seen you take a shit 50 times, it doesn't matter anymore. Zero. You wouldn't care at all. Guys in prison don't care about taking shits in front of each other.
Well, that's why I'm not in prison. Because I don't want to have somebody watching me take a shit.
I don't know. I think eventually privacy is not going to be an issue.
Well, I think it's mostly about, especially with Microsoft, I mean, I don't know, but I think it's mostly about the collective information, like the information as a whole. It's like, okay, so Southern Californians from this area, males between the age of 25 and 35 prefer this over this. You know, it's used for that kind of thing, not necessarily specifically targeting you as an individual. I mean, there are things that do that, but that's not quite the thing I get from Microsoft here.
I mean, we've talked about it also where, like, if I'm going to see ads, which I have to because I'm using freeware, I want to see ads that are tailored to me. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you gather from me.
I'd rather pay money and not see ads at all.
Yeah, there's that option too, but it's coming.
I think my thing with
you love Windows 10. You got it for free. Give them a little bit of information. Right? It's a free trade, the way I look at it.
I've given Microsoft plenty of money. They don't need more of my money. One of my issues with it is they want to take all my information yet not provide me with any information. They don't tell you what they're going to do with it, that, like, nefarious or beneficial or whatever. Unless you're telling me what you're doing with it, I don't want you to have it.
Well, it works both ways. I expect companies to be completely transparent.
Yeah,
they aren't.
So yeah. Why should I be?
I don't know, because you're just Chad.
I know.
There's no master. You're not cooking meth in your house, you know?
Not that you know of.
Oh, man.
By the way, anybody who owns some meth?
I'm going to get my cock blown off because I'm walking around and you're going to have a meth fire.
All right, what else is going on in the news?
Speaking of which, that shit's real, Mike. I went to get my hair cut.
Your cock blown off?
No, his arms are all burnt up. I was like, what happened to you while he's cutting my hair? I mean, it was bad. All skin graft. It was a meth explosion or whatever.
Wow, let this guy cut your hair.
Yeah, he did a decent job.
Is that downtown?
Yeah.
That's the guy that cut my hair, too.
Oh, you saw it? Yeah, it actually kind of looks cool in a way.
Yeah, I thought at first it was like, you know, where they kind of scar you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly what I thought, too. He almost looks like he has human scales.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks cool, actually.
Part Drakenid.
Yeah, for sure.
We should save all this for our haircut podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Bobby's trying to make it move on, man.
Seriously, we're only 50 minutes in.
So Divinity 2, I said that I was going to fucking participate. They got their money in 12 hours, so.
You can still participate. They'll still take your money.
I know, you're like, oh, well, I don't need to participate now. I don't need to donate. It's like when the phone rings or someone's at the door and you, like, pretend to get up and get it. You're like, oh, okay, you got it.
Yeah, you got it.
Pretty much. Yeah, I was thinking they must have stretch goals, right? So I might as well still go and participate. And plus, there's probably a stretch goal where if you're going to get the game, right? For your, like, early access. Although I don't want to play it early access. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to buy the game anyway. I might as well give them the money up front.
Yeah.
Because right? I believe in them.
Did you guys ever finish the...
I played half that game twice. So I've got like 90 hours in that game, but I haven't beat it yet.
Bobby actively avoids me, except for the podcast.
What are you That's talking true. About?
I can't see him, and he can see me. And I never say see a hi, ever.
It happens.
Yeah.
Just always assume I'm online.
Okay.
We're the hired help. We're like the he doesn't want to talk to us. We're supposed to be invisible unless he needs something.
Seen but not heard.
Yeah, exactly.
YouTube game streaming went live. Anybody check this out?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it.
Okay.
It seems pretty much like Twitch. I watched a guy play EVE Online for about half an hour. Do they show you how many viewers each channel has? I mean, they do
in Twitch,
before you click on it. Well, not in Twitch, but in YouTube gaming stream.
Oh, I don't know.
I couldn't really tell once I had gotten in there. But I mean, it seems like it's exactly the same as Twitch. It works pretty well. I mean, it came right up.
This is a weird move because I thought, didn't we talk about YouTube buying Twitch?
Didn't Amazon buy Twitch? I can't, this was like
a long time ago. I could have sworn it was Google, but whatever.
Maybe they're going to just phase. They're going to turn Twitch into
I'm 90% sure that Amazon bought Google, but they said they weren't going to do anything to it. They're just like, we're going to leave it like it is.
Amazon bought Twitch.
Right.
Yeah.
Fig is a really cool idea. Hopefully it takes off. It's a Kickstarter for games only. And then I guess, you know, they're going to have stretch goals for getting equity in the game. So you might get some money back depending on how it does.
So you're like
buying stock?
in the game? Like buying stock in the game, yeah.
Hmm.
On top, that,
wow,
that could
dude,
be,
this could open up a whole new market.
Yeah, dude, this is pretty cool. And not just for investors, but this is really, really good for guys that have games that they want to make. I think more people are likely to put in if they're going to, there's possibility of money getting out. Like, more people will participate in something like this than Kickstarter. Maybe.
Are the rewards purely financial, so it really is like the stock market, or is this like you get the game and you get some sort of in-game currency or in-game item? Or
I'm thinking it's equity investment, like just like in, okay. Like,
so yeah, it's basically a stock market.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Games. Yeah, I think it's a great
don't
idea.
Don't they have a stock market for games?
Well, companies.
No, but...
Individual games?
Yeah.
How would that work?
I don't think a lot of companies are like publicly
maybe it's
traded for...
sports... athletes or something like that. There's some, I forget.
Hey, did you guys listen to that part and the part that part in the podcast where they just kind of fumble and and ask questions to themselves? And
I swear,
talking to each other.
Like I swear, there's some sort of stock market for games, but maybe I'm completely wrong.
Oop. And let's see, where are we at? I think we're done for the week.
That's the end of the news. Call of Duty Black Ops. Is anybody doing the beta of that?
Black Ops 2?
Or 3?
3? Yeah, 3 is the new one coming out.
Have you guys... I've watched my buddy play this for hours on end, but I haven't actually sat down and played it. But I'm not really the Call of Duty person.
Not me neither, man. I can't even take the names. I get lost in the names. I feel like the same game comes out every year.
Yeah. This one's cool. It's a lot... It's very similar to...
Titanfall.
Wall running. They've got like booster packs, basically, so you can like not fly, but you can like glide for a while.
Which is really one of the coolest things of Titanfall.
Yeah, they also have different classes with unique abilities. So the girl, she gets this bow that she shoots these like explosive arrows, which is pretty cool.
Did we? Talk about, can we go back to the top?
Sure.
Did we talk about Lawbreakers? I want to talk about
this. No, we haven't.
Okay, cool. So Lawbreakers, Boss Key, which is Cliff Bleszinski's company, Boss Key, and they had their big title that, you know, everybody's waiting to see what it was. It was called Project Blue Streak. The game's out, well... It's not out, but they revealed it and they put out some gameplay footage. The game is called Lawbreakers. I was very, very impressed by the trailer. What'd you guys think?
It just seemed like another first-person shooter, it seemed to me.
Well, I mean,
is it objective based? Is it like what we're calling these ability shooters, or is it like a deathmatch?
It looks like a 5-on-5 deathmatch ability shooter.
It didn't look like there are a whole lot of characters. Only like 4.
Well, it's free to play, so there's going to be a bunch. I imagine that's the only way you're going to make their money.
Yeah.
I thought the graphics were exceptional. There was some unique idea. There's definitely a lot of verticality. There's blind firing. While you're jumping, like in the air, you can shoot behind you. I don't know how that's going to work, but I saw it twice in the trailer. There's one where he shot straight behind him, and there's one where he did like it's almost like a no look pass in basketball where he just shot a rocket to his left while he's flying forward. So that's never been done. I'm thinking it must be some sort of like button you hold down so you can move your gun independent of your view.
I'm thinking that's
what it's going to be.
Well, it's like in DayZ, you can hold a button and free look is what they
call
it.
Free look, yeah.
But I've seen blind fire in games, maybe not a first-person shooter, but it never really plays out that well. It's always one of those things that I just never use. Like Mass Effect, for instance, you can blind fire in those games, but you never do because it's really not, there's no benefit. It's very inaccurate, doesn't do a lot of damage. You might as well just wait, take the time to line up a shot and shoot. It would be good. I could see it in this, like if you're being chased and you're just trying to like deter someone from chasing you or getting to back off a little bit and you just unload, like maybe you're going to die anyway, you just unload your clip pointing behind you. I mean, that's cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
What's the whole idea about this, there's a thing called the fracturing or something where the shattering, the world breaks and something goofy happens with the gravity on Earth. So there, that's what, there's a lot of verticality. There's a girl with a grappling hook, which
she's cool.
Yeah, she can use to like, obviously grapple around buildings and stuff, but also pull herself to, she's an assassin. She can pull herself to enemies and like cut them. You have this big rocket jumping type dude. Yeah, it's just another one of these ability shooters, but I think it might be the best looking one. I'm still going to give it to Overwatch. I think Overwatch is still, I'm waiting for that one the most. And I think majority of these are going for free to play. So I'm excited about that because then we can try them all. And we'll have our favorite, and then we'll just stick to that, you know?
Yeah.
And
knowing so, us, though, we'll each have our own favorite.
Yeah, that would suck.
I don't know. I feel like my mind is already made up with Overwatch, but you really don't know until you play
it. Yeah. It might feel clunky or you know.
So that grapple hook that the assassin has in Lawbreakers made me think of the mod for Counter-Strike. Do you remember the mod? And then that made me think of the superhero mod for Counter-Strike, do you remember that?
That was so cool, man.
That was... why don't they have a game out that has that?
I don't know. It would, well, first of all, property. Or, I mean, like...
I know, but you could IP. Genericize yeah, it flame, or whatever.
Yeah. Bobby, do you have any idea what we're talking about?
No.
Okay, so Counter-Strike was heavily moddable, obviously.
Source? Was this before Source?
This is like 1.4, 1.5. So you're playing Counter-Strike, blah, blah, blah. So people would put these... you could gain XP... And then
killing people would give you XP.
And then you could buy superhero powers with that XP. And like Magneto, you could get Magneto and you could pull guys' guns from him. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Or can you remember anymore?
Yeah.
That was a mechanic in the Jedi Knight games. You could use force pull and pull guns out of people's hands.
Batman was the grappling hook. There was like a Flash one that gave you like super speed. There was one that gave you like invulnerability or like you didn't take as much damage.
Yep.
I think there was one that
Colossus.
Like, yeah, there was one that like burned people up when they were nearby.
Yeah, nearby you.
Just like a cool thing. Like it changed the like mechanics of it, and you didn't really know when you faced somebody what powers they had. So you had to kind of figure it out.
It was pretty cool, man. Really cool. And meanwhile, no matter what, you could pretty much get headshot anytime anyway.
But get opped from across the map.
Yeah, yeah. So it didn't make you OP, but it was really, really fun. I totally missed that now that you brought that up.
And there was a Warcraft mod to it. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, what did that one do?
You picked one of the three races, and then like the elf had certain abilities that you could level up, and then the humans, it was almost a talent tree that you could kind of level it up.
But I do remember there was one more also besides the two we just said. There was like another one.
There's a zombie one also.
Oh, zombie one, yeah. Man, really cool. Modders, get busy.
Yeah, we don't have any of those.
Yeah, we don't have any of those. And you know what's interesting is TF2 is immoddable. I guess that'd be cool, right?
No, they do have mods. Well, they have
weapons that you can bring in.
No, they have mods to the UI. Like they have a lot of things that will change. Like maybe make your charge bar for your Uber if you're a medic more noticeable, or things.
Yeah, like, yeah, but that's like you know overlay stuff. I'm talking about like a new characters, like people. Although I've broke my brain trying to think of a new character. There's nothing really. They covered all the bases pretty much.
Yeah, Evan Lottie from PC Gamer described it perfectly like a few weeks ago. It's like a rock paper scissors. Like all the classes cancel each other out. You know, like pyros. Are really good at taking out spies. Spies are really good at taking out snipers or turrets. And you know, each class kind of has their advantages against other classes and also their weaknesses.
Just in case you thought you were going to go 1 week without us talking about TF2, gushing over TF2 for once.
That gunmetal thing is really slowing down, man. I'm getting like one quest every 4 days.
Yeah, I've got two right now because I haven't played. So, anybody got anything else?
You said you were going to be picking up a
Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid.
That's a huge... Did you see the reviews?
Which one?
The newest one. Not Ground Zeroes. Phantom Pain or Phantom...
Oh, yeah. Now, is that new on the PC or just new in general?
New in general. Okay. It's cross-platform opening. Like, it's going to... All simultaneous release.
Mm-hmm.
96% Metascore. Or 97. It's way up there, guys. Yeah. So,
and if you pre-order, when does it come out? Tomorrow?
Tuesday.
So if you pre-order, you get Ground Zeroes for free.
Right. But that, I don't think that did very well. But yeah, cool, right?
I think Ground Zeroes is kind of like the prologue.
Precursor.
To this.
Did you guys hear about any of this Hiro Kojima stuff about Konami and him and all that?
No. Yeah,
they fired him, and they took his name off of everything in the project, but it's still his game. And it's still a 96 or a 97.
What happened? Is it
Japanese
politics?
Yeah.
But Konami is like going down the toilet.
Yeah, their working conditions, everything's really shitty over there at Konami. But it's a Japanese company, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess to pay homage, the Australian retailers took off Konami and put a Kojima game, just to show, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know, everybody knows whose game it really is.
Yeah.
And they came out with a trailer that sucked. Well, it was just too long. It was like 12 minutes for a trailer. It's way too long.
Yeah.
So he cut his own trailer, like showing the evolution of his games. And it's 4 minutes long. It's way better than And yeah, this game looks really good. Really good.
Hmm. So that's what you're going to be playing this week?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be picking it up. Like I said, I haven't played any of the Metal Gear games, really.
Might be a time to get in.
Yeah.
I haven't played a single one either.
It's so sad of us. Like,
yeah.
It's almost a crime.
Well, I mean, they started out on the consoles, and that really wasn't my deal. So by the time they made it over to PC, I already felt like it was overhyped. But I did pick up Ground Zeroes and intended to play that, but never got around to it. I do have to play one of them at some point, but it's probably not going to happen next week. I started Crysis 3. And I'll probably continue with that. I've played 1 and 2, and I've been meaning to play 3 for the longest time.
Those games aren't long, right? Those Crysis games aren't really long.
The second one was really short, even shorter than the first. I don't know how the third one's going to be.
The second one's like, hey, now we have a boat.
Yeah.
It was pretty much the exact same game, but you're in the city, and you have a boat.
Yeah, you're in New York in the second one.
The third one's
in New York, too, but it's like post-apocalyptic, so nature has kind of overgrown the city. And there is a bow in that one, too. I think that was the one where they made the big deal out of the bow. You get it in the first level, and they really hype it up. But I actually had a little bit of trouble running that game with my old setup, but with the new graphics card, it's actually made to work really well with 3D. I tried it with 3D glasses for a little bit and just... I don't know. I couldn't deal with it. I was like, it's too much. Like, there's really 3D for PC gaming is just dead until Oculus.
But what are you saying? Like sensory overload? It was too much, or?
I mean, there's just the normal problems that you have with 3D gaming. The biggest one being that there's a lot of jitteriness to the movement.
Mm.
It's not smooth at all. Even if I turn on VSync, it's really abrupt. Just jitteriness every time there's. Or people moving, if you look left to right, it's really disorienting. Also, there's some problems with depth. This one's rated excellent for 3D vision, but still there's a few issues here and there. But yeah, it's not even worth it at this point. No, hardly any games support it.
So remember last week I talked to you guys about Windows 10, how impressed I was with it, and how my resolution was fixed, my resolution problem on my TV?
Uh-huh.
Now it's the opposite. Now I can't even get it to look clear at all. Games look great, but my regular just Windows 10, 1080 looks weird. And if I go back to the other one, the 1050 I was using, it won't fill in the edges. It's really strange. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Anyway, so I'm kind of thinking of getting a new monitor.
Yeah.
Is it time to start thinking about 4K?
What's 4K going for these days?
I saw 27s... well-rated 27s and 29s going between 4 and 5.
Yeah, you can get them fairly cheap. I don't know if you want to get 4K, though. I mean, that's a lot for your graphics card to push, but 2560 by 1440 seems to be the sweet spot. That's what I plan on getting. I'm waiting for an Asus monitor to come out, but there's an Acer monitor that's practically the same thing. IPS, G-Sync, all that stuff. Yeah. But I don't know.
How much is that one that you're planning on getting?
It's going to be like $800 when it comes out.
And this
out.
Is the one you've been waiting? Is it out and you don't have the money or?
No, it hasn't come out yet.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
you've been waiting forever though.
Have the money.
No, I was waiting.
You were talking about.
No, I was waiting for the Acer for a while and then that one came out, got decent reviews. But then the Asus one is coming out and that one looks even slightly better. And I figured I can wait on that one. But I think that'd be a good resolution. You know, I noticed with the TV in Windows 10, it automatically scales the text up to 125%, which is why, like, if you look at my system tray, some of those icons look a little pixely.
Mm-hmm.
But it may have done that on yours. But either way, it's definitely time to get a new monitor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, it doubles for my TV watching screen, mm-hmm. so I need something pretty big. Well, I like the size.
You should get a monitor and then use your TV as a secondary display and have that one kind of like angled so you can see it easier from the bed.
Mm, yeah, sounds good.
Or you could hang it on the wall. And then
yeah, that's true too.
But yeah.
Cool. Is that it?
Yep.
Do we want to finish up with any short spiel, Bobby?
Yeah. All done. Yeah. Make it quick. Check us out at dlgaming.net. That's the website. You can get to our Steam group, YouTube, Twitter, all that. Leave us a review on iTunes. That helps us out big time. And it also enters you for any giveaways that we do.
Yep, we're doing one next week.
We're doing another one next week, another $20 Steam card.
Yep.
So leave a review, and that is your ticket into the raffle, and you will always be entered if you leave a review.
Bob, did you incorporate the email into our website yet?
No, okay. Not yet.
So if you want to email us, it's your best bet is emailing me directly. It's emilio@dlgaming.net. And I'm on there every day. So, yeah. Cool. So, speaking for Chad and Bobby and myself, titties.